Hello, everybody. I'm Kenneth Copeland, and this is the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Let's have a word of prayer, and we'll get right into today's Bible lesson. Father, thank you so much. We praise you, and we bless the name of Jesus, the name that's above every name that is named. COVID-19 is a name, and the name of Jesus overwhelms and overcomes COVID-19, and we praise you for it. And every other thing that mess caused, and all the mess that came with 2020. And thank God, by faith, we won.
Yes.
And we just praise you and thank you for it. In Jesus' name. Amen. Glory to God. And let's open our Bibles to Philippians chapter 1.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Philippians chapter 1. And now, this letter is a partner letter. And I can prove it. Paul and Timothy, servants of Jesus Christ, to all the saints in Christ Jesus, which are at Philippi, with the bishops and deacons, grace be unto you and peace. Now, I think this is interesting, that you're being a teacher of Hebrew and so forth. Grace is to the Gentiles, mm-hmm. and shalom mm-hmm. is to the Jew.
I love it. Yeah.
Don't you love
yeah.
that?
Amen.
I thank my God upon every remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine for you, all making requests with joy for your fellowship. Now listen. Mm-hmm. Luke 5:7, that same word in that big fishing day, they called to their other partners.
Yeah.
You can check it out in Luke 5:7. It's the same word, partner. Mm-hmm. Now, this, of course, was written in Old English. And in those days, and I don't know, they may still do this. I'm not aware of that, if they are. But a partnership was called a fellowship. Mm-hmm. We come together in a business that neither one of us could do on our own. And we enter into a partnership. We enter into a fellowship. And I thought of something funny, but some guy said, yeah, well, some of them want all the fellas in their ship. But no, I didn't say that. Remember that? I didn't say that.
Edit that out.
Yeah.
Well, a doctor does a fellowship, doesn't he?
Yes.
Doctors of a like practice have a fellowship,
yeah, have
or attorneys.
Yes.
Yeah.
They do.
It's a partnership.
It's a partnership. So, and that's why ministries have partners. Now, thank you, Lord. In some cases, partnership is a way of raising money. Mm-hmm. But, and I mean, you know, that's their business, not mine. But when the Lord, Greg, the Lord was so, he was so tough on me on this when I first started writing that partner letter. He said, now you go back and you reread it. And if you had any thought in your mind that this will cause them to be more ready to give, he said, tear it up and start over again. And I tore up a lot of letters.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
I tore up a lot of letters until it just it came to the place where it's just gone in my thinking. It just was not happening anymore. And here's what he pointed out to me. He said, even if you thought that, you tear that letter up. And I'd go back and read it, and I'd, that's exactly what I thought. And just throw it away.
Mm. Well, they're his sheep. He gave his life for
them. Right.
But you're the one that he's assigned to minister to them
that's
and
right.
to cover them.
That's right.
So that's why.
That's why.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. And to not put pressure on them to give. Never.
Right.
Now, the ministers' conference in January every year. When the Lord originally set that up, he said the ministers that come to that ministers' conference, he said, don't even receive an offering. He said, I don't want them to have, I don't want them to feel any kind of responsibility at all for that. And not Jerry Seville. Sneaked in behind my back and received an offering. And I said, Lord, could I stop that? He said, no. They need to have the opportunity to give, but I don't want them under any pressure to give. And he said, when you receive an offering in a meeting, you teach before you receive it on heaven's economy. Mm-hmm. Take the time. And you know what? Sometimes the offering teaching would wind up being the service.
Right.
And on heaven's economy and the way God thinks about money and the way we should think about it and so forth.
First time I came to a minister's conference, I'm a pastor in California, and we're coming out here to this, and I'd never been to the minister's conference before. I've been to a lot of, I didn't like minister's meetings and conferences. I hated them. I got to be honest. I hated them. Didn't like them because I knew what was going to happen. All the evangelists in the room are going to be looking for me to set up a meeting, you know, and I didn't want to tell them no. And of course, they all want to go to San Diego because the weather's perfect. You know, of course they want to, and you probably want to come in February, right? I mean, you know, I was being cynical. But the very first time I came to ministers' conference at Kenneth Copeland Ministries, I walk in and there's gifts for me on the chair. Well, what is this? The next thing I noticed, nobody took an offering up today. And I said to Michelle, I go, they didn't take up an offering. The second day, nobody took up an offering. I said, they didn't take up an offering. By the third day, I'm wanting to give. I'm serious. I'd gotten to a point, I got to sew into this. Yeah. I got to find a way somehow to sew into this. And Jerry Seville got up and gave me a chance. But it just struck me, this is something's different here.
Yeah, it is.
And it's always been that way. And everyone I've been a part of is the exact same way. It's a blessing. And it comes from that covenant partnership.
Yes, it does.
That the Lord spoke to you
yes.
what to do.
Yes.
And it's tangible, sir.
Praise God.
It's tangible. It was where I got the marching orders and the direction for our church for the next year.
Amen.
Was at that meeting.
Praise
Every
God.
Single time.
Now, look at what he said. Every prayer of mine for you all, making requests with joy for your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now, being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ, even as it is meet or even as it is right for me to think this of you all, because I love you, because I have you in my heart. Oh, I tell you, partners,
yes,
I have you in my heart, inasmuch as both in my bonds. Mm. Now, this is where he was in jail with Silas, beat nearly to death, right here, and at midnight. Now, I believe this will apply to the midnight of your life. Glory to God. They prayed and praised. They prayed, sang songs. and praised God at midnight. And that earthquake came and shook that old prison. What didn't happen anywhere else around it? Just right there. Well, even if the earthquake was all over every place, how many earthquakes do you know of that cause the shackles and the chains to fall off? They fell off.
Right. That's an angel.
Yes, it was an angel. Absolutely. It couldn't have been anything else.
Come in there and shook the place.
Just shook it in the middle of the night.
That's right.
And that jailer is now pastor of this church.
Yes, sir.
I call it a convict church.
Convict church.
It was. In my bonds. Don't you know when they read that letter, they thought, yeah, I was there. I know. I was in that prison that night.
And he was going to kill himself. And they told him, don't do that. You and your household shall be saved. There's partnership.
Yes, it is.
Extending beyond to his whole house.
Now, why was he going to kill himself? Because they would have killed him 1 inch of skin at a time. They would have tortured him to death.
Right.
And he knew it. And the great apostle says, do yourself no harm.
That's right.
We're all here. How'd he know they were all here? It's dark in the middle of the night.
Oh, by the Spirit. I got to think it's either
by
the Spirit.
Sure he did.
Yeah, sure.
Sure he did.
But he said, you and your household. So if you're a covenant partner, your household is part of this blessing that's on this
now, pastor. Somebody that you know quite well. He's on the Victory Channel. Is David and Nicole Crank.
Yes.
Pastors of great church.
Sir. St. Louis.
More than one church. Yeah. Now, his dad was a partner. His dad was a preacher and had been taught and believed that he was supposed to be poor. And he started listening to, this is back in the tape days, this is when we were tapeworms. And couldn't get enough. And so he started listening to our tapes on the laws of prosperity. Mm. He started giving $1 a day. And he said to the Lord, he said, where am I going to get $30 a month? He said, I didn't say $30 a month. I said $1 a day. And David reminded me, he said, they would be out in the weeds looking for soda pop bottles or anything they could redeem. And he just put it in an envelope and send it. And it got everybody's attention in the mailroom. The dollar a day. We got another dollar a day. Oh, man, this Crank feller, he's $1 a day. Now, he's a partner.
Yes, sir.
The last check we got from him was $14,000.
Praise God.
Now, his son, David Crank, is a partner. And David told me, he said they would sit down. They lived in a little trailer. He'd say, sit down there, boys, and let's have lunch. And he said, of course, they didn't have any food. And he said, pick up those sandwiches and eat. And he said, I don't know why we couldn't eat, you know, these air sandwiches. He said, why couldn't we have air T-bone steaks?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Right.
But what are they doing? They're doing what they can in corresponding action. And I mean it, and he instilled faith in his boys. And they're partners today.
Yes, sir.
And that little church of his dad's grew and grew and grew and grew and grew and grew and grew. Then David became pastor and just kept growing and growing and growing and growing and growing and growing. Two great churches.
Yes. Yes. And programs on the Victory.
Yes.
On the network.
Yes. And he's partner.
That's right. all because his father's faithfulness to a dollar a day, which doesn't seem like much. But you remember that woman at the temple just put in the widow's mite, but it caught Jesus' attention.
Yes, it did.
And we talk about her to this day, as he said we would.
Yes.
It's not that. It's a matter of doing what the Lord commands you to do and being faithful to do it.
Yes. That's it.
That's it. That's all you've done, is just be faithful to do what he told you to do.
Pray. Now, Yon Ji Cho, he said, very easy. Very easy. Pray and obey. Pray. He said, faith is very easy. Pray and obey. And that's it.
That's it.
Pray and obey. But you don't obey this is because I'm supposed to do that. No. You go back to the first chapter of Isaiah. Now, I really got serious reprimand. If you be willing and obedient, you will eat the good of the land.
Yes.
And we were having some financial difficulties, and I brought that up. And he said, you do not qualify for that. He said, you haven't said anything good about daily television since I told you to do it. He said, you were obedient, but you weren't willing.
Whew.
There wasn't an ounce of faith in it. And I'd come in here. Well, one time that I did come in here, we built this studio was originally supposed to be a warehouse. And I came home from Australia and told her that the Lord said, we got to do a daily broadcast. Coming back on that 747, I mean, I argued with him and talked to him and I sat down in here one day, and I was terribly exhausted. And I just looked at him and said, I quit. And I just walked out. I didn't mean for today. I meant, I'm done with this. And guess what happened? Miss Gloria.
Yes.
The love of my life. Now, you have to realize this. She was so timid that back in the early days, we went to a church to preach, and the pastor said back in the speaker's room, Sister Gloria, you could just speak and just greet the people. She said, I don't do that. And so they got out there, and he didn't hear, I guess. They got out there, and she was sitting down front with the pastor's wife. He said, Sister Gloria, would you stand up and greet the people? She stood up and said, I told you I don't do that, and just sat back. Now he said, oh, okay. She said, I wish I hadn't done that.
Yeah.
But she said, I'll do it.
Praise God.
That's when she moved into television.
Praise God. I'm so grateful she did.
I am too.
It's been a blessing to so many people.
So it was our partnership, Gloria's and my partnership together.
Yes.
Our covenant together, that she stood up and stepped in for me.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
And that's what God does. He steps in for you.
My Lord.
When you need him, he's there. He's right. He was in you right there when you were on that firing range.
Yes, sir.
And you did shoot expert.
I did.
I didn't. Now, I was in the Army in 1957. Mm-hmm. I mean, it hadn't, Korea hadn't been over very long. We were still firing the old M1 Garand.
Yeah.
They were so worn out, and I'm a good shot, man. And I've been firing rifles ever since I was just a small boy. I'm a good shot. I know what the process is. and I'm all over the place. Yeah. I said, there's something wrong with this. And I noticed. Now, I won't go into all of them. That's, that grand had a, it was for all practical purposes a peep sight.
Yeah.
But I noticed when I'd fire, that that sight would drop. Huh. Every time I'd fire, it'd. But they didn't care.
They didn't care.
No, you know. And so I missed. I liked one firing. And back there then, boy, you had bad ammunition, and it was all stuff was all worn out. World War II equipment.
Right.
And most people don't know what a short round is. But the short round is when there's not enough powder in the bullet and in the case. And it may fall and hit the ground out there someplace, or it may start tumbling. And I liked one shot being made expert. And what was the next one down? I don't even know. Who cares what the second one is?
Yeah.
Anyway, here's the point.
Sharpshooter or something.
Yeah, that was, yeah. But here's the point. The reason you go into all of that, I don't care if your equipment's bad. I don't care if you missed a little bit of getting, you know, expert in whatever you're doing. He's always there.
Yeah.
He's your partner, and you're his partner, and he's always there. He'll never leave you. He will never forsake you.
Yes, sir.
Praise God.
There's an anointing on
and
that.
You have to remember, these things are his name.
Yes.
His name. I like something that Gloria said. For God to have ceased being the healer, Yehovah Rapha.
Yes.
He would have to change his name. When did he change his name? He never changed.
And
he never changed.
Here's the thing. We talked about Abraham. We've talked about Jacob and the name change, Sarah's name change. Your name has been written.
Yes.
His name has been placed on you.
Yes.
And his name has been placed on me. And he didn't creak. He said, it's not good that man should be alone at the very beginning.
We're out of time.
And we're out of time.
And it's not good for man to be alone.
This is why we have partnership.
That's right. Amen.
We hope you enjoyed today's teaching from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. And remember, Jesus is Lord.